All right, everybody, and welcome back to the Legends Lovers Podcast. I'm Nathan Tellison here, the host of the show for the foreseeable future. and so real quick, before we jump into the episode, I kind of wanted to talk about just a little things to plug first. So first off, you guys can always visit my website, anchor.fm/Legends Lovers. That's got all of the info there. So it's got all the platforms I'm on. So like CastBox, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Casts. Listen Notes is not on there, but I am on Listen Notes, so if you guys want to check that out. It also has a call feature, so you can leave a message. I've only had one message so far, but I really would like to have multiple a week, eventually, my dream. And then also you can email me at legendslovers at protonmail.com. So again, legendslovers at protonmail.com. All of this will be in the description below. I don't know if everybody reads the description, but it is a thing. So if you're watching the video, I'm sorry, I'm adjusting my mic. This is brand new. I just got it yesterday. So yeah, pumped about that. I do want to apologize to everybody. I haven't been uploading recently. I went to upload last week, and as I was saving, I don't know if you guys saw my YouTube video or live stream. I don't know if that went up or not. I need to check that. But I lost 30 minutes-ish, a little bit more than 30 minutes of audio in post-production. So, yeah, kind of stinks. Anyways, this guy is a quick facts episode. I wanted to do a quick facts episode last week on like the Yuuzhan Vong and stuff, but I think it was a sign not to do it, and I'll leave it alone for a little while. They're in the Legacy of the Force book series, and I just got the first three. I don't know if you guys are watching the video. It's up my shelf of Star Wars novels and stuff. You just got a bunch of new novels and stuff. I don't know if this video will go up or not. But yeah, so I did a bunch of stuff. And I think it probably is a good thing that I didn't upload that. I don't know. It can lead to some things. And I don't want to be a part of that. But anyways, moving on. I wanted to just make a quick facts episode on the Republic Commando series. Our Republic Commando Troopers, specifically Omega Squadron, relatively, this is kind of like a book summary, but it's not, it's a series summary, more like it. So there's a 5-book series, called the Republic Commando series, and so, book 1, Hard Contact, book 2, 000, book 3, True Colors, book 4, Order 66, and book 5, 501st. So that one's actually Imperial Commando, but it's the same thing, because it's after Order 66. I do believe also that a couple of the characters were mentioned in the Legacy of the Force series, because the author, Karen Travis, wrote book 3, book 6, book 5, and then book 8 of that series. She also planned on making more books, like a 6 and a 7, I think that was her plan. But she ended up not being able to. So there's actually a website where you can look at her notes and like a rough plan of what was going to happen in that book 6 at least. But that never happened. I think she was shut down by Lucasfilm or Disney or something like that. So anyways, to move on, Hard Contact. I'm just kind of doing a quick summary and then of the series, that way you guys kind of are aware of if I mention something. If I mention something and you guys are like, what? I probably will cover it, but I might not. So anyways, Hard Contact is where we are introduced to Omega Squadron. And everybody knows Delta Squad. And so they're mentioned in this book, but they're not really hardcore mentioned in this book. They're not like main characters, but they were in the video game. Republic Commando, I actually have it. It's a really fun game. I've only done like the first level, because I have done a lot of things, like Halo games. I don't know if anyone plays Halo. I've only done the campaign for Halo 5, yet I have started all the other campaigns. I'm just a busy person, and I don't like doing the same thing over and over again, so we'll see. But I really enjoy the game, and so that's where we're introduced to the Delta Squad, which is basically which are introduced in this book series as well. They're also in the Clone Wars. Omega Squadron is not. But anyways, Omega Squad, all of their squads were taken out at Geonosis. So each person in the squad, it's a four-person squad, is the last of their original birth squad from Kamino. And so a 10 is like, or Niner. Niner is like the sergeant. He's the leader. He's kind of, you know, in charge of everything. He runs it. Then Darman. I'm assuming all of these names are, I'm saying them right, but I might not be. So Darman, he is like the bomb specialist and personally my favorite character. And then Fi, it might be Fi or Fi. I'm going to say Fi. He's kind of like the sniper and the medic. And then a 10 is like the weapons guy. He's just all about the weapons. He knows, oh, we should use this, that. And I think he's also the sniper. No, Fi is the sniper. But he's just kind of the weapons dude. But they all play roles and they're all able to kind of, you know, cross against like each other's specialties. So they're all able to kind of they're all very capable. But anyways, they're forced into a squad and they have to go to a planet and get rid of the separatists, basically. Or capture a separatist scientist who's creating a biohazard that attacks clones specifically for the separatists. And so they crash land. Or no, they jump, but eventually end up crashing land. It's wild. Again, I'm giving you a very brief, I'm not trying to make this a book summary, I'm just trying to give you a little context on the characters, that way when I discuss them, you guys kind of understand what I'm talking about. But still, they land, and they're kind of separated, because Darman ends up grabbing an E-Web, when Niner was like, forget about it. And then they end up, Darman ends up running into a Jedi Padawan, whose master was killed by the Separatists, and she's kind of on the run, and they become good friends, and they meet up with the other squad, and they take down, they capture the scientist, and then they're faced with a bounty hunter, Mandalorian, and they end up having to defeat him. And it's kind of weird, because they were trained by Mandalorians. Because, you know, Jango Fett, we all think, oh, the clones are Mandalorian. But really, they were raised by Mandalorians, Corellians, all kinds of different species. Bounty hunters, like we see in the Clone Wars, those guys weren't Mandalorians, yet they were training them. Granted, that was after the Republic kind of took over the training facility, but still, it's the same thing. So they were trained by this guy named Cal Scarada. I'm saying his name right. I wanted to do a YouTube video on him, or an episode on him, and I might, but I don't think I will. He's pretty cool too, but he's not really mentioned in this book, and so he's in every book after that. I started reading the series on book 4, Order 66. So he was like the main character to me. When I read Hard Contact after I read book 4, I was like, whoa, where is Cal? But he ended up showing up in book 2. He's mentioned in book 1 a lot. So in book 2, 000, they are in the Coruscant area. And they just... they're trying to stop something. I don't remember exactly, and I'm sorry. But they meet Delta Squad, and they're helping Cal out with some surveillance stuff, and they end up defeating fraud people and bounty hunters, and it's all weird. And again, I apologize. I haven't read this book in a while. It's a 5-book series, and they're relatively long books, so I don't have a lot of time, so it's been a while since I've read this one. But book 3 is True Colors, and again, I'm leaving out a lot of detail, but Darman has a connection to this Jedi that he met on that planet in book 4, or book 1. Her name is Etain, I think, or Etienne. I say Etain, but I'm pretty sure it's Etain, and so... They feel separated, and it's kind of bothering him, but eventually they catch up, but before they do that, they're on a planet trying to stop a civil war, or technically trying to end a civil war and help people that were there. It's kind of complicated, but he meets this deserted Ark, and they start wondering what happens when Cal says it's time to pull everybody out and go to Mandalore. What happens then, because the Ark is being hunted down and trying to be killed by clone troopers, and so they help him get out. And also in the book series, there are these ARC troopers called the Null ARCs. So there were originally 12 Null ARCs, only 6 survived, and they were too irrational. They were crazy, like wild animals. Like 2 years old, they were already killing machines. And like the Kaminoans said, they messed up, and so they were going to eliminate them. But Cal protected them along with Jango Fett, and so Cal raised them. And so these guys are like crazy, like super soldiers, basically, compared to clone troopers. So they show up everywhere when we meet them in book two. But actually we meet Ordo in book one, I believe, but everybody else we meet in book two. And I can't remember all their names. I know Ordo, Jang, Muriel, Prudy, that's four of them. I can't remember six, all six. But book three, and then we find out that Fi has a brain issue, and so he has to go to Kiramunt. I'm saying that right, I think. I don't know. He has to go to Kiramunt to help for one of their other Jedi friends to help heal him, because he's basically brain dead, but they managed to heal him. And then eventually, book four, Etain is killed. It's Order 66. Etain is killed by a Jedi because she went to protect a clone trooper. And so it wrecks Darman. And he stays back because Niner gets hurt while everybody else goes to Mandalore and is in hiding. And so then book five, they try to get Darman. They don't. They meet the. This other person, Nye, who helps them, and they're just kind of building up their escape plan for Darman, and then Darman, they go to rescue him, and he stays back to get intel for him, and then by the end of the book, he's ready to go back because he wants to be with his family, so that's basically what it's like in book five, and it ends like that, and it's so annoying because like it's like. She totally was planning on writing at least another book, maybe two books. And so it bothers you because you realize you're never going to have another book of these again, and it's really annoying. But anyways, quick facts, that's really it actually. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it's kind of short. If you I'd suggest reading it or watching a YouTube video on it. There's a little bit part of it where it's a little hardcore, but most of it's good. So remember, guys, legendslovers@protonmail.com is my email. You can go to my website, anchor.fm/legendslovers. Check out me on all my other platforms. If you're listening with a friend, feel free to leave a voice message. And remember, the force will be with you always.